car. What up, peeps? Motherfucking permaculture entrepreneurs.
I love making sounds at you guys. Rawr! What's up, my homies? You are tuning in to your High Permaculture Entrepreneur Podcast.
What'd you say, episode 73?
Episode 77.
77.
And this is Tracy Mitchell and my hubby Guy Mitchell here to talk about all them things. And we've been crushing life. That's why we've been so busy. Sorry, it has been almost, what's the date? The 22nd?
It's been a little over a month.
It's been 40 days. The last episode was April 11th. And it's May 22nd, right? Yeah. I'm assuming chicken. My book. Yep, May 22nd. Yeah. Day 143 of the year. I've done 143 days of yoga. This bitch ain't stopping. It's going really well, guys.
Got your first
Swarms. Two swarms.
Tell me about the swarm call.
First, how are you as a human?
I'm still here, babe.
I know, this year you're kind of bummed, but I think you're perked back up.
Well, that's what happened to you. Live to see another day, hopefully.
But yeah, I got boom beekeeping update. I caught the first two swarms. I've caught swarms before with my mentor, but this was the first time I've done it by myself. Guy came along with the first ride. If you ever see us, if you're in Colorado and you're listening, call 1-844-SPY-BEES if you see a beehive or a swarm. And then it gets dispatched to someone like me who puts my name in, which I haven't done yet today. I don't know if I'm going to. I feel like I have a busy day ahead. But then Greg or Brian, whoever runs the Mile High Bee Club, he is in charge of the dispatch for Denver. There could be more than one person dispatching. I'm not sure. I think he might just call like the next county over, however it works. But I get called. It takes me out. I have everything basically ready, and then I go. And you don't want to forget anything. I forgot the vacuum the first time, and Guy went back and got it for me. So bring everything you have that catches swarms, and then you go for it. And I got this scoop and score method. Yep, is what it's called. And this big dude in like Alabama, he taught us how to make it. You attach like a bucket to a big paintbrush extender handle thing, and then you can basically get up to like 10 feet, 20 feet, and not have to get in a ladder, which is kind of cool. Mine's too short, though. I need to make a bigger one. Just because I still have to get in the ladder, and I don't like being in ladders. It's fucking scary. I don't know if I probably said this once before, but if you say you're allergic to bees, I highly doubt you're anaphylactic, and you're more likely to die falling off a ladder.
Yeah.
Or get severely injured falling off a ladder. So ladders are more dangerous than bees, people. And then the second swarm, called again, it's roughly the same. No, the other one was closer to Aurora. This one, though, closer to us, I went and took my vacuum and just, I think the vacuum method's better because it keeps them calm and in cluster the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you slowly just get all the bees. And I literally had like, they didn't even call me that for a softball size swarm was not left. So.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I brought them to Thug Rose. And she had paid for a contract like 2 years ago and just never happened. So she's has her fulfilling her pollination contract. I charged her $500. Now I charge $100 a visit, so it could be anywhere from $700 to $1,000 probably every year.
Well, at least $1,000, because you definitely check more than 7 times a season.
I know, I'm just saying, like, now that I go and catch you a swarm, to me it's $250 for the delivery, and then $100 after that for every time I come. Or $60. Like, if I'm there for 30 minutes and there's a quick check, I'll charge you $60. But, like, if I'm there because something's going wrong, or, like, I'm going to be there for over an hour, I'm going to charge $100. You're saving $20. It should be $120. If my 30-minute, like, or my one-time fee is $60. Private, and I want to do more private lessons. I'd rather people, like, be responsible for their own hives, and then if they have questions, I can come do a private lesson with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like traffic I'm kind of aiming towards. And catching swarms. It's really fun. And honestly, though, after having two, like, and the responsibility of having two hives to check on now, and I've done 20, it's like, I don't even know how many I want. See how much honey I can make out of the two or three I catch.
Well, and you could get a lot of honey on these swarms just because they're going to be hopefully more productive.
If I manage them properly.
Yeah.
And I'm still on the fence about treating.
I wouldn't treat them. They just made it through the winter. And
I know, our boxes are just different. Those tree cavities. I like these blunt wraps. What do you think?
No.
They're not bad. They're just... I think they have like a weird taste. I like the caramel ones better. These ones are called natural Kong wraps. I think that the caramel ones are better. They're made out of hemp, but I think the other hemp's better.
Tastes a little harsher.
Well, Guy, you've heard my beekeeping update. How was your woodworking carbon-based designs projects?
Update on the van. It's
basically done.
Timeline should have been done on Wednesday because that was 2 months, but I'm trying to finish this week. We're trying to take a trip to Salt Lake in the van, and I'm just have to do plumbing and finish a little electrical, and so of course a couple of things are and I have to, the sliding door doesn't work right now, so I got a new part I gotta attach, so I can't do anything with the plumbing, put the cabinet in place till I fix the door. So I gotta fix the door so I can put the cabinet in place so I can finish the plumbing so I can test the electrical. So
I believe
we're trying to do that.
It looks dope, guys. It's like has this vintage,
all the cabinets are in there.
This vintage bohemian VW wagon look. I like it. We did like an army type, like olive green color. And then we have like these cute tan beige cushions. I'm stoked on it.
White walls.
White walls, shiplap walls, and then the cool plywood paneling on top with a couple other like accent features with walnut that guys creatively came up with. Boom! And then, boom, permagardens update. I am going Thursday to finish this preschool garden finish. We basically redid our strawberry beds. So strawberries have runners, if you're not familiar with how strawberries work. And our bed from we put it in 3 years ago, started with like 10, 15 plants, had probably 100 plants. It's insane. We pulled them all up, put them in a bucket with mud and water while we were fixing the bed, and we added a whole other 6-inch layer.
Right.
A 6-inch layer, and then
of soil,
and like we had an extra bed that we weren't using anymore. Put that on top, and then added all the strawberries back, but we only needed like 10 again for that space. And then I was able to bring another 10, 15 to the daycare. And then we lined our front garden area and the front yard with it. We'll probably have like 30 fucking strawberry plants growing.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Everyone may not make it, but they're all looking pretty good. We've had a lot of rain, so.
The rain has been phenomenal. I love it. The fire is what we're seeing today. It's not hazy from rain. It's not supposed to rain today, which is annoying because it's kind of depressing. And I hope the Canada fires can go out, so pray for the firefighters and that it will rain in Canada.
Yeah, it's been pretty hazy here the past few days.
But the amount of rain we've gotten, our compost pile and our peat moss pile is usually just so dusty, and like we were able to turn it without spraying it and remove peat moss yesterday for our neighbors it without spraying, and that was wild to me. I was even thinking about spreading more peat moss loose around our yard just to like, because it's like movable right now without fucking getting a fucking lung disease.
I mean, it'll end up drying up at some point though, so it's just going to be dry sitting on the surface everywhere.
No, I was going to cover it with wood chips. Oh. I was just saying to distribute it in the yard.
So, I mean, we can. I'm sure Phil and Laura will probably use a little bit more.
Oh no, I'm just going to wait. I'm not in a rush for it. I can only spray it down. Yeah, we were literally, our 300-gallon IBC tote filled up probably 3 or 4 times during the rainstorm that was like 48 hours long, and Guy was like spraying the pump while it was raining.
That's so much water. So that I figured
someone would be like, what the fuck are they doing? I've been pretty proactive about getting things organized. We spent $700 with Junk. Was it $700? Close to $700?
Yeah, like $600.
Junking maybe was a couple of dollars extra, but they bring 2 workers out and they help you load up, and I just think that's pretty dope. And you get it all done in one day.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like worrying about someone coming dumping shit in your dumpster.
Yeah.
And then the next project we're going to definitely is get a dumpster out at the land and start cleaning that shit up. Because ideally we can at least get it finished and starting to get rented next year.
Yeah.
My big goal for the year is just getting it ready. It's a big project.
Well, especially because we gotta finish the bath, clean up the garbage, finish the bathroom, pick up the backyard, like
and revamp that area. I would like to revamp the pond area a little bit.
Get the pond fix some of the fence spots.
Yeah,
perhaps like maybe even redo parts of those fences.
We could do it. I believe in us. Boom Sports always banging. If you live in the park area, sign your kid up. I'm sick of these semi, not full classes.
Send or we got kids. Full classes and only half the kids show up during the week.
It's so weird. At least we're getting paid on it. I'm super grateful for all of our families, so thank you. I think practicing gratitude every day is a key to positivity and happiness. I'm grateful for you, Guy. I'm grateful for my dogs. I'm grateful for all the shit you do around our house. Thank you for fixing the toilet.
I guess that's a permaculture fact.
Oh, yeah. So we got our water bill. It really wasn't that much more expensive. I wasn't noticing...
We have pretty cheap water.
I wasn't noticing the price of the bill going up, but I noticed water usage from this time last year and this year. We had used 4 times the amount of water. And I was like, we aren't even watering right now. What the fuck is going on? But our toilet has been like... Guy can take over because he knows what was wrong with it.
I mean, it was leaking for...
Probably a month.
No, we've been closing the door because you don't like hearing the toilet for like...
A year?
Six months at least.
Well, I'm saying it was progressively getting worse though. Before it was just that little drip from the I feel like the extra toilet sprayer.
Yeah.
From the tushy. But then I feel like whatever valve you've replaced, whatever you fixed.
It's just like, I don't know what it's called, the toilet fill. It's what fills the toilet bowl.
Thank you.
And sets like, you adjust the height of it so you... The height of the water is where it needs to be.
It stays in that position where our
something on that part was probably leaky or faulty. That's why it was leaking. It's like a $17 part.
Now we're not wasting water.
8 minutes to fix it, and yeah, you could waste up to like 2,000 gallons a day with a drippy faucet or toilet.
That's insane. How many people have that? Did we have that for 6 months? You're saying? I think it was a year, if not longer. I mean, we got the tushy in 2020.
Yeah.
And I feel like it kind of had that weird drip since then. It doesn't even do that anymore. Crushed it. Proud of you. So be proactive in your life and be grateful for things, because when you show gratitude, it makes your body feels it. And when you walk around like a dickhead, your body feels it. I let my neighbor kid come over, and he kept coming by to see if we had any yard work or help, and I finally let him come over. It turns out this kid has committed GTA, overdose on fentanyl, and he wants to drop out of school, and he's going to be a junior. And I said, dude...
In high school.
Yeah, in high school. And I said, dude, if you're going to do that, like, at least get your GED.
But you said he's trying to...
But he didn't have any vision. But he did say he's been a year sober, and that since all that has happened, he realized he was making some really dumb decisions. And that he has a new chapter he wants to live. And I thought that was like a really positive response from someone going through that. But he has a lot of cards stacked against him. He lives in this crazy house with some crazy people. And I just know from just looking at him, I'm not trying to judge him, I just know how they behave.
Yeah.
That those group of kids and stuff. And I just hope that he can stay. His friend was the one who stole the car, he was just with him. And I was like, that's why I got probation, like, with association of them. And I was like, dude, yeah, don't hang out with those type of people.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can keep being a little mentor for him, but, like, I also have to keep my guard up because I don't trust him at all.
He just sees this as the white target, potentially.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to think that way either. Like, I don't want to think that way. I just am very realistic. I'm not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I didn't invite him into the house, and I don't think I'm going to. Like, he can come for an hour at a time, and I'll let you do projects outside.
Yeah.
But you don't need to come to my house and size up all my shit. Especially if you're telling me you do GTA, and you're only fucking... He says he's been a runaway since he was like 14 or 15. He's not much older than that. He's got to be 17. I think he said 17.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy when you say you can be a year sober and you're 17.
Yeah. It's wild.
My belly is rumbling, so speaking of, we're going to try putting some coffee up our buttholes later.
Do you do coffee enemas? I like Gary Vee always talks about, he's like, people always say I repeat myself. It's like, we do too, but we fucking do this shit, guys. Like, we smoke weed every day. Check. We drink a really delicious cup of coffee every day. We sometimes do have coffee enemas, and honestly, we haven't done one yet this year.
We haven't?
No.
Okay.
We've been really busy, and, like, we get distracted with other projects, and, like, it takes about 30 minutes to do this. Like, I have to make the coffee, and I got to set up the stations, and then you got
to
fucking...
That takes an hour.
It's honestly, like, an hour and a half process
so because...
cool
down, because you don't need hot coffee.
And then after you do it, you have to take a shit a couple times, when you're done.
Well, so you're supposed to wait 20 minutes. I've never made it past, I don't think, like, you've never 11
done,
minutes.
Yeah, I've done 20. I've almost done 30, I think.
It's impressive. It you just definitely fight so waves hard. To feel like you're going to shit yourself yeah, you when you have like your... a pint of coffee in your ass.
It's not quite.
And once you sit on the toilet, like, it's basically over because you're basically giving up. So you're basically playing the game of, like, laying on the floor, fighting off a wave of shitting yourself with coffee in your ass and not wanting to spray it all over the fucking floor if something did happen, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
So when I feel like I'm really, after, like, the second or third wave, I'm just, like, I feel like I'm going to shit myself, I'll be like, I'm just going to sit on the toilet, and then I'll just keep trying to hold it. But then, like, once you're on the toilet, just, like,
that position's impossible to hold, I think.
Your butt cheeks are spread, and you're just like, let it go, baby.
And again, I'll probably read the 17 things on Ben Greenfield's website and just type in coffee enema, and it comes up, and he gives you the 17 reasons why. It causes, like, it causes astringent contractions in your intestines, and it helps clean out all the, like, diverticuli that's in there, and, like, flushes out all your fucking bile. Like, usually your bile recycles. What else does it helps slow your heart rate because it's you're meditating. You like strengthen your fucking sphincter. You're clenching your like you're holding that. Mm-hmm. You're holding your rectum closed. Like just a lot of different things that I can't name all of them off the top of my head right now. But
it's part of the Gerson method, which was curing cancer, which was what like vegan diet and coffee colonics.
Yeah, and I just think like honestly, when we do this, I just feel like I haven't had like I feel like when I have to take a shit in the middle of the night is not a good thing.
She also ate like a quarter bag of like hot Cheetos last night. So had a hot shit in the middle of the night. But yeah, so I'll probably get all that Cheeto residue out of my colon if I.
Seriously, I'm serious. Like that's where you can restart. It says some people who are that fucking backed up and or like have an experience, like they may not even fucking shit after.
That's crazy.
That's wild to me, is that your body's, like, absorbing all the nutrients because you just don't have enough in your body or something.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, man, you can go do it. Then he suggests you do more than one then. I was like, whoa, I don't know if I want to start doing that shit. But I would like to do it once a month. Same with the sauna. So I can't wait to get back out to the land and do a sauna out there. And all this shit, guys, obviously, the coffee one's kind of free. You have to pay for the coffee. Ice bath's basically free. You got to pay for the ice. Walking is free. Walking in the morning and at night during sunrise and sunset is the best thing you can do, I think, for your well-being.
Yeah.
And no one does it. We go on walks. There was no one out there today. There's a few bike riders.
Well, no one's consistent with most things.
I'm saying, but that is how you start building consistency and routine, is little things like that. Waking up, feed your dogs, go on a walk, as opposed to sit around and dink around.
Yeah.
Not only it's, or like beyond, like I try not to get on social media at all till after I finish yoga. That's my new rule. And then I try to open up that Headway app and read, like when I'm going to the bathroom in the morning, I'll open up that instead of Instagram because I just feel like I'd rather be reading a book than.
I'll try and put it in that too,
baby. Turn it in a book. Download a Kindle.
I still got those real estate books I haven't finished, so.
Yeah, you can put it in the bathroom too. Hmm. We start having a reading section in there.
Sweet.
Well, what's our bam, bam, bam? We made it to the high fucking permaculture fact of the week.
Well, we already kind of told you, fucking fix your drippy ass shit because that's a lot of wasted water. Clean, drinkable water.
And when you set up rain barrels, you're going to catch a lot of fucking water, so be prepared to have somewhere to spray it and use it.
I think we've already said that fact, but one square foot gets you a gallon of water with every like inch of rain, I think.
Yeah, I think you would know that fact more than I would.
So, 1,000 square foot roof, which is very small, average size. And small house in the U.S., 1,000 foot roof, 1 inch of rain, that's 500 gallons. And we live in Colorado, so an inch of rain is a lot, but we did probably get 2 or 3, 4 inches of rain.
Which is so rare.
In the past week, so.
Also had our first tornado warning at a daycare, which was kind of scary. All the kids have to get shovels into the bathrooms that are like a size of like a 3x3 square area. Like they put 8 kids in each bathroom. Some of the bathrooms, the like Todd 2 and Todd 1 don't have bathrooms, so they just put them in the hallway right there. Crazy. The other cool permaculture fact I wanted to bring up, guys, is dandelions are not weeds. And another fuckhead at the bar yesterday, this old man, was like, yeah, I'll just, like, just pull up those, pay them to pay, like, my neighborhood kid to pull all the dandelions up. I'm like, I said, leave the dandies. And then we stopped talking. He didn't just say anything else to me after that.
Well, you can buy dandelions greens in the store now, so.
I know. I'm actually sad. Yeah, you can eat dandelion greens. You can eat the root. You can make dandelion root tea, dandelion flower tea. Use them more. I fucking forgot. Basically, dandelion season's over. I think the leaves are too bitter now.
I thought the dandelion season was over.
I mean, there'll always be new dandies popping up, but I think the prime dandies... If
you're
picking
stuff in your neighborhood, you got to be careful because people spray and dogs piss on
it. You want to use dandelions that are growing up in your garden bed or, you know, haven't been touched. You know, give them a good washing. But I think you want them very fresh. Like, when they first pop up, I think they're very, very delicate. But you can
buy seeds, and growing dandelion is easy.
True. You good on this?
And technically, it's a perennial. So, it's something you could plant, and it comes back every year.
Yeah, guys, just gave some peat dandies to our neighbor. Well, that was also... We should also tell that story while we're talking. Our neighbor has finally decided to put their beds in, and we hooked them up
with
some garden beds in. And they knew we had tons of compost. And we do. We have like 2 3x3 bins of compost and 4x4 bins, 4x4s, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be cubic. A cubic yard.
It's 3x3x3.
Thanks, guy. That's how you build the heat. Anyway, our compost pile has been, basically, we're pretty good at making compost. And we gave them all of it, which is really, I think, pretty nice of us. They gave us $40 and some ice cream.
Well, we still have a huge pile.
I know.
That's going to be ready probably by the end of the season.
Yeah. It was looking good when I was turning it yesterday.
We can come make them turn it one time during the season so they
can. Dude, they can't. They do not know how to shovel. It'll take them for fucking ever. They can try, but when I was watching Laura dig, like, I was like, I'm just like, man, it's crazy that there is a skill to shoveling. It's not just like, anyone can pick up a shovel, but like, if you don't know what you're doing, you can hurt yourself or it'll just take you for fucking ever.
Right.
Because like when she was filling even the peat moss buckets, she would like,
well,
just
like
have
stick
a little
our
bit.
Shovel in the pile, like compost is dense, so you try to shove your shovel in the middle of a huge pile, like you don't. You gotta like chip away so it's falling and it's loose, and then you dig from the loose area. And people just like it's like shoving your just shovel in the middle of a thing of rocks, like it's not gonna go.
Yeah, that's
you
so
gotta
hard.
Shovel to the top of the rocks.
Moving rocks is really hard too. And I feel like remember when we had all that rock delivered at our fucking
place? Yes, we moved a lot of rock.
We moved all type of material, so I feel like I have a lot of skills when it comes to
peat moss is child's play. It's the lightest material, even when it's wet.
It was so funny. I had filled up like 8 buckets before she came back. She's like, whoa, you did that fast. It's like, I got shit to do. I don't want to help you. Like, we'll be here for hours if we fill shovels or we fill buckets so you guys are shoveling right now. Well, my cup of coffee is the sponsor of this podcast because of our sponsor, Cultivated Hemp Company. Thank you, Cultivated Hemp Company. Please go visit them. Use the code BOOM25 at checkout, all caps, and you'll save yourself 25% off the best CBD on the planet. CultivatedHempCompany.com. We love their sports salve, and we love their tincture. Their gold label. Prime time. You can take it every way you want it. And we suggest putting it in your coffee. That's how we take it every day. And then at night, we'll take some if we're feeling, like, anxious or, like, or really sore. And honestly, if you don't even want to buy the salve and just get the gold label, you could put that shit straight on your hand and rub it on your body. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think the salve goes longer. Like, in terms of if you're buying the cream.
Right.
If you use the oil like that on your hand, you'll go through that bottle way too fast.
Yeah.
I think we're done. Oh, homie, Grift Nation. National Disgrace. If you haven't got a fucking sick-ass National Disgrace lid yet, you're crazy. Go use our code BOOM20 at checkout and get yourself 20% off. And usually he has everything's discounted. Or join his hat subscription and support the homie all the time. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great week. It's Monday, and that's where the world begins in my head. Sundays. Technically calendar week says Sunday. I think Monday's the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
But we don't have to work the next 2 days we're coaching. But there's always shit to do. I'm going to do some hive checks today. And guys can work on plumbing and getting this door fixed. So wish us luck. I hope you have a beautiful... Oh, and I think it's actually the first day of Gemini season. Or yesterday was. So happy Gemini season. Set your goals. Get your shit done. And another way to know what you want to do. I've been trying to do this every day. Is you take 3 minutes on your phone. Open up a reminder app called My Goals and Wants, and try to write for 3 minutes of things in present tense, like I am a beekeeper who catches swarms. I have millions of dollars, like anything you want. It doesn't have to even be realistic. I have 25 properties I manage. It can be anything. Like just anything that comes to your mind that you've been thinking about or dreaming about. I have a t-shirt line that's very successful that makes me thousands of dollars a month. Because then you start like unlocking the things you want. And really, and the ones I repetitively write is something I should focus on. Cause, yeah. Like maybe tomorrow I don't write about the t-shirt one. But I write all about the yoga one. And like I've been writing consistently a 200-hour yoga teacher training for like 6 years. I need to fucking get on it. But I'm proud of myself this year for the yoga shit. So set your goals, get after it, and be a good human. Toodles.